Good morning
and welcome to Bible Storyland. It has been 2 weeks since our last show. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling. I thank Father God for his healing power and for his strength that he has given me. I'm grateful that he allowed me to be back on with each of you. I missed you, and I'm so glad to be back. I pray that all of you are well and that you have continued to seek God in everything. So let's pray this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for all that you've done for each one of your children, Father God. I thank you that you are a great and mighty creator. We bless and honor you this morning. We honor your presence this morning, Father God. We thank you that you are so mighty, God, and that it's nothing too difficult for you. We just thank you this morning for being the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We bless you this morning, Father God. We thank you that you are strong and mighty. Nobody is greater than you, Lord God. And, Father, we honor your presence on the radio this morning. We thank you for each and every listener this morning, Father God. We thank you for all that you've done for all of us, Lord. Even those things we take for granted, like walking and eating and sleeping, we thank you for those, Father God. We thank you for families this morning, Father God, mothers and fathers and children, aunts and uncles and grandparents, Father God. We thank you for drawing all of us closer to you in this year than we've ever been before, Father. Father, we honor you this morning. We just give you glory and praise. Excuse me. We give you thanksgiving, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being a royal king, an honorable God. And, Father, I especially lift up the children this morning, Father God. I thank you for your hand of mercy upon the children, Father God. I thank you for what you're doing on the children's behalf, Father God. I thank you, Father God, this morning, Father God, for protection for them. I thank you for providing for all of their need through your riches and glory. I thank you for mothers and fathers drawing closer to you, teaching the children your ways, Father God. I thank you for family members staying healthy and well. I thank you for the elderly this morning, Father God. I thank you for providing excellent care for them, keeping them healthy, keeping them well, providing warmth in their homes for them and nourishing meals, Father God, strength in their bodies, Father God. And, Father, we honor you right now. I bless you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for your divine presence. Have your way on this radio show this morning. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. This morning we honor Father God. I honor you as the head of my life, and I honor my wonderful Savior, Lord and Jesus Christ. I honor the Holy Spirit, my God. I honor my family this morning. I honor my spiritual father, Bishop Billy White at the New Life Temple Church at Jacksonville. I honor my spiritual mom, Lady Juanita White. I honor all of my friends, and I honor each of you. Today we have an exciting show. I will share with you some of the things that Father God has put on my heart, and hopefully you will share some short testimonies of your goodness that God has given to you. A few weeks ago, we had Father's Day and Mother's Day contest on the show, and here are the results. Are you ready? All right. We had 3 fathers who acknowledged their children. We had 3 mothers who acknowledged their children. It was a tie between the mothers and the fathers. Amen, amen. I thank God. I thank God. So Children's Day will be coming up soon. So I thank God for each of the fathers that participated. I thank God for each of the mothers who participated and all of you who acknowledged your children. Let your children know that you are proud of them. You are grateful that God gave them to you. And tell them daily that you love them. Children need to hear that. If you don't tell them, the wrong person may tell them. So let them know you love them. Hug them every day. I tell you what, there's so much happening nowadays. So you want to be, praying with them every day before they leave the house and praying with them as often as you can, just letting them know that God is protecting them. Now listen, Children's Day is coming up February 26th. 2011. Tell your children, your grandchildren, and other children, neighborhood children, church children, that Bible Story Land is having Children's Day at 8. Tell them to call in this number at 855 619 789 4313. A show is going to be planned for them, an exciting show. I look forward to blessing the children that will be on the 26th. To my young people, stay strong in the Lord. Call on the Lord daily for guidance. Remember to make right choices. Choose your friends wisely. Obey God and honor your parents. Strive for excellence in school. Obey your teachers and those who have rule and authority over you. Remember, God loves you and wants the best for you, and I love you too. Well, this morning we have a special guest on our show this morning. Her name is Mrs. Mildred Brown. She's also known as the Mighty Mildred. She was born in 1910. God has graced her to be 100 years young. She's my favorite aunt. And we're honored to have you on the show this morning, Aunt Mildred. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Are you ready to sing that song to the Lord?
I'm ready.
All right, go ahead.
I'm ready. I don't feel no ways tired. I've come this far where I started from. Nobody told me the roads would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I said I don't feel no ways tired. I've come this far where I started from. I said nobody told me the roads would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far. I said I don't believe the Lord brought me this far to leave me.
Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Give her a big hand this morning. Oh, that was wonderful, Aunt Mildred. I thank God for the strength that he gives you every day. I thank you so much. I thank God for allowing you to live to be 100 years young. Would you like to say anything this morning, Aunt Mildred?
Yeah, I would like to say I'm blessed, really blessed, to be 100.
Yes, Lord.
Someone asked me not long ago, what was it that gave me all these years? I told them it wasn't a spoonful of nothing I took or a pill I swallowed. It was God's grace and mercy that brought me and the tender loving care I get every day from my daughter Mavis. Every day. I'm so blessed. And I just hope and pray that the Lord continue to bless you, Coretha, because you are on a good road of blessings. Thank you this morning.
Amen. We thank you for those words of encouragement, Aunt Mildred. And oh, that song touched me so much. It brought tears to my eyes. So I hope that song is encouraging to other people. You know, he hasn't brought any of us this far to leave us. He promised in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Yeah. You already know God is not a man that he should lie. He honors his word above his name. So his word is true. And I thank God for his word this morning. I want to share a little of the word with you this morning from Psalm 24. So, you know, this
All
is
right.
Bible Storyland. If you have your Bibles, get your Bibles out. I'm going to be sharing with you from Psalms 24, God's Word for Each Day. All right. The Word says, the earth and everything in it are the Lord's. The world and all those who live in it are His. He laid its foundation on the seas and set it firmly on the rivers. Who may go up in the Lord's mountain? Who may stand in His holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, and does not long for what is false, or lie when he is under oath. This person will receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the person who seeks him, who searches for the face of God. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye ancient doors, so that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord heroic in battle. Lift your heads, you gates. Be lifted, you ancient doors, so that the King of glory may come in. Who then is this King of glory? The Lord of armies. The King is the King of glory. So I thank God for his word this morning. And that was our scripture for today. Our Bible Storyland scripture is in Matthew 19:14, where the Lord said, suffer little children to come unto him and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So remember the children every day when you pray, Bible Storyland listeners. Remember to pray for the children, because so many children are in fear. I meet them on the street, and they're walking in fear. They don't know if their lives are going to be cut short. So we need to seek God to extend the lives of our children and teach them according to God's ways so that they will know how to have long lives. Some children don't know that if they're obedient to their parents, they can have a long life. So we have to tell them. I don't know about you, but I really enjoy traveling. I like to see the world, the people, and the world, and all that God, my Father, has created. After all, he is the great and mighty creator. He created the world, and he owns it and all that's in it. I enjoy meeting people from all over the world. The United States is a great and a wonderful place to live in. You can go to New York and see the skyscrapers, which God the Father has given someone witty and clever ideas to build. You can visit the Grand Canyon and see the canyons. You can stand at the top of the Grand Canyon and realize that God is there and that no human being can create anything so grand as the Grand Canyon. You can go to Washington State and visit Mount Rainier, and on a sunny day when the mountain is ice-capped, looks like you can reach out and touch it, you realize that God, with his mighty high right hand, has done a wonderful work on Mount Rainier, too. I like to travel abroad and hear people speak other languages as they go about their days. I thank God for him creating so many nationalities, people all over the world. I always wanted to travel to foreign lands and see people, places, and things. The journey began a few years ago when my sister took my mother and I to the Caribbean, and we saw turquoise water. I was in awe of how beautiful the waters were. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place. And he called the waters seas. What an amazing God we serve. So awesome in all his ways. I enjoy eating all the wonderful foods cooked on the ship by the chef, whom God has given gifts to create tasty delights You know, Father God said he would satisfy our mouths with good things. On that huge cruise ship, I can imagine that ship was something like Noah's Ark. At another time, I remember going by plane to Switzerland. Beautiful mountainous country, wonderful people, very pleasant. And there was very little crime at that time. They had delicious foods and pastries and wonderful chocolates. And still another voyage I can remember led me to France. Can you imagine standing at a far distance and viewing the Eiffel Tower? What about going up in the Eiffel Tower and looking down over Paris at night? The most beautiful sight you ever want to see. Even traveling to Spain, a Spanish-speaking country. One of my favorite languages is Spanish. So God gave me a desire. He said he would give us desires of our heart. He gave me this, one of the desires of my heart among many other ones. I remember going to Madrid, flying into Madrid and being there and just listening to the people speak their own language and just in awe at how God made so many people all over the world. He made all of us. We are all his creation. I met people even in Spain from Africa and all over the world and got to go to Portugal and eat wonderful foods and seeing castles and even riding along the countryside and seeing the cattle that God created and just enjoying God's wonderful world. It was all breathtaking. Even though I traveled to so many wonderful places in the United States and abroad, I recently went on another journey. This journey was nothing like the places, people, or things I had seen before. I had been searching for this kind of a journey for years. Like the song says, I searched all over. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody, nobody greater than you, Lord. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody, nobody greater than you, Lord. The journey the Lord has me on has been a great journey, and it's only just begun. It's an intimate journey with the Most High God, my Father, my friend. Words can barely describe this journey. When we're on a journey with our best friend, our Creator, the lover of our souls, it is not even comparable with any trip, any journey that we've ever taken before. Imagine all the people you know, all the places you've been, yet something within you is not satisfied. You kept looking outside of yourself, remembering what it was like, looking and looking, yet not completely fulfilled, because God created us in his image, and there's nothing that can fulfill us like the love of God. His love just takes us in. Where sometimes we're rejected by people, God accepts us. Where human beings can't always be there for us, God said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So through this journey, he's been with me, and I thank God for a closer walk with him. As the song says, just a closer walk with thee, God. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Mm-hmm. Remember the last story I told you about Samuel, how God called him, and he was not even aware of who was calling him. God was calling him to a higher place. He wasn't even aware of who it was. Thank God for his persistence, because he was calling me to a higher place. Is he calling you to a higher place, and you're not hearing him? Is it that you have so much around you that you can't hear him? Is the TV always on, the radio always on, the boombox always on, the iPod? Some noise is always on. So when God is calling you, you can't hear him. So just sometimes tune in to God and say, Lord, what would you have me do this day? Because, you know, sometimes people are hurting. They don't even tell you. Sometimes people may need assistance. They may not even tell you, but sometimes we have to tune in to God and say, Lord, would you like for me to help somebody today and go, you know, if you walk down your street or just call your neighbor and say, you know, I was thinking about you, haven't seen you for a while, are you doing okay? You know, Jesus ministered to people on the street. He didn't just stay shut up in the sanctuary. He went out. He went out among the people. So God sends us out among the people. And I thank God for his persistence. I thank God for his love for me and for each of you. His love supersedes human love because his love is divine. His love is so great we can't even begin to imagine the depth of God's love. Surely we know that Jesus died for us, but we don't even know the depth of God's love. So allow yourself to receive the love that God is sending to you each day. I thank God for the journey he has me on. I thank him for drawing me closer with him, more closer and closer each day. Here's what you didn't know. I didn't trust anybody, not even God. This had to do with childhood issues that Father was knocking at the door of my heart to heal me of. I had fears that were bigger than me. Fear of people, not allowing them to get too close to me. Fear of imaginary things, darkness associated with things associated with darkness, fear of the unknown. I was secure in my own world I had built for myself, but I didn't even allow God to come close enough in that world to do what he needed to do in me. There was a part of me that God wanted. I had never surrendered completely to him. He wanted me to surrender all of me. I had to learn to trust in him. I trusted Father with everybody except me, the inner core of me. It was difficult to let go and let God. First, the fear in me was so great. It was so much a part of me. It was so real, I didn't even realize how much a part of me it was. I thought I had to learn to live with it. I didn't know I could give it to Father God and not be plagued by it anymore. The fear I had was not trusting someone. The fear I had wasn't like trusting somebody to ride a bicycle or teach me to swim. This trust issue was at the core of my being. When you don't trust, it hinders your progress in God. So I could go no further in God because I had not given him all of me. After all, I treated God like he was a human with limitations. But don't you know that God is the limitless creator? Many times God said to me, "Don't fear, my daughter. I'm here for you." So he even had me read Psalms 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my fortress and my strength. Whom shall I be afraid?" He'd have me read that whole chapter over and over. And something inside of me had to learn to let go and trust God. You know, even when I was driving in the car, sometimes I'd be afraid of somebody running into me. I had to just let go and let God. Sometimes I just say, "God, you drive the car," because the way people are driving, it frightens me. I was afraid to try, but I allowed God to come to a deep and do a deeper work in me. I'm learning to lean and depend on God. He promised me he would never leave me nor forsake me. He is my shepherd, and I shall, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because his rod and his staff will give me courage. He let me know things are not always as they seem to be. Many times when I was sick and seemingly leaving this world, the great physician let me know he is my great physician. Even though situations in my life seemed so big, it was no way I could do anything about it, but God brought me through. So I thank God for bringing me through every situation. And do you know, even our children have fears. These fears in me started as a child. Sometimes they come from people around you, your parents or other people. Children, especially children today, face so many dangers. But thanks to Father God, He is able to take care of them. They may have fear of the dark. They may have fear of doing what's right because their friends may ridicule them. They may have fear of failing in school or other fears. Talk to your children. Find out what's going on with them. See what they're facing in life. Parents might have some fears also. Fear of doing what God says, like sparing the rod and spoiling the child. The scripture says if you beat the child with the rod, it won't kill him. Proverbs 23:13. We defy God by saying we could get arrested if we spank our children. Well, I'm here to tell you worse could happen to your child or your children. When we as parents disobey God, we teach our children to disobey them. Obey God. They grow up disrespectful and defiant. And when we don't follow God's plan for training up our children in the way they should go, they become rebellious. Last time our story was about Samuel, a young boy whose parents trained him to the ways of God along with the priest Eli. He was faithful to God all the days of his life. Study this story sometime, even study about Hannah, Samuel's mother, and how she prayed for him even before he was born and even after he was born, how she took care of him and nurtured him. And she promised God even before he was born that she would, if he would give her a man-child, she would give him back to her. She would give him back to God, and that's exactly what she did. This week our story is about four young men who were obedient to God. They were very courageous. And they trusted in God. Their trust in God was so awesome. Our story today is about Samuel and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They trusted God so much that they forsake man and obey God. Even if it meant death for them, they knew God would take care of them. As the story begins, we see Daniel and his friends not only courageous, they were also full of God's wisdom. They made wise choices. Now, the king at that time was Nebuchadnezzar, and he told Asaphat, his chief of staff, to find young men that were Israelites, the royal family, young men of notability. They had to be young, healthy men, good-looking, knowledgeable in all subjects, well-informed, intelligent, and be able to serve in the king's palace. The king had arranged for them to eat a rich diet as well as drink wine. They would be trained for 3 years. Among the young men were some Judeans named Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The chief of staff gave them Babylonian names. To David, he gave the name Belshazzar. To Hananiah, he gave the name Shadrach. To Mishael, he gave the name Meshach. To Azariah, he gave the name Abednego. Daniel made up his mind not to harm himself by eating the king's rich food. You know the story about how the king wanted to give them rich food and wine to drink. So Daniel, being the young man of God that he was, he went to the chief of staff and asked permission not to harm himself. He wasn't rebellious. He knew protocol. So he went to the chief of priests and he said, allow me. He said, God made us not to harm ourselves. God made the chief of staff, and he gave him compassion towards Daniel. Daniel was allowed to eat his choice foods along with his friends, which was only vegetables and water. Daniel told the supervisor, who was over he and his friends, to give them 10 days' test of their diet and compare the difference in how they looked in 10 days. After 10 days, Daniel and his friends looked healthier and stronger than the other young men. So the supervisor, being a wise person that he was, he took away the king's rich food and gave vegetables and water to the other young men also. How many of you know that in order to do the things God's way, you have to make requests to do things that is required of you that are better for you, wise choices? Because Daniel and his friends were courageous enough to request what they knew was good for them in order to stay strong and healthy. God also gave them knowledge, wisdom, and ability to understand all kinds of literature. Daniel could also understand all kinds of dreams and visions. These four young men served the king. Whatever the king asked them about things that required wisdom, insight, he found that they knew 10 times more than the magicians, the astrologers, and his whole kingdom. Our story continues. Please pardon me for 1 second. All righty. Hold on 1 second, please. Okay, I heard some noise in the background, I'm sorry. As our story continues, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that troubled him. He sent for magicians, astrologers, and all kinds of people to interpret the dream. And remember in the story, none of them could interpret the dream. And so the king was very upset about it, and he ordered them killed. He wanted Daniel and his friends killed also. So Daniel went to the king, and he wondered why the king was so harsh. He went to the king, and he asked him for some time. He said, give me a little time to explain the meaning of the dreams and the vision to you. The one thing that the king wanted, he wanted them to tell him the dream without them having any knowledge of it. You know, we serve an awesome God. So he allowed Daniel and his friends to seek his face, and as they were seeking his face, God revealed to Daniel what the king's dream was and the interpretation of it. After Daniel told the king the dream interpretation, King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face, prostrated before Daniel and commanded. Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Okay, I'm sorry. I just was checking to make sure I didn't cut anybody off. So the king allowed Daniel and his friends to go into a hiding place, and he gave Daniel the dream and the interpretation of the dream. And then the king fell prostrate before Daniel. The king acknowledged Daniel's God, and he said, truly, your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and the revealer of secrets. Since you could reveal this secret, then the king promoted Daniel, gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief administrator over the wise men of Babylon. Daniel petitioned the king, and he made Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate, and Daniel sat in the gate of the king. One day Nebuchadnezzar made a gold statue, set it up, and made a decree that anyone who does not bow down and worship it will be cast into a fiery furnace. Well, you know who refused to bow down and worship? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How many of you know that when a ruler, whether it be king, a president, a governor, or whomever, sets a rule, God's rule supersedes man's rule. We must obey God rather than man. So as the story is told, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was reported to the king for not bowing down to worship the king's God. So the king confronted them about it and gave them a warning that if they did not bow down and worship as they were instructed, they would be thrown in the fiery furnace. So they just came out and told the king. They were very bold and courageous, and they said, "We will never bow down and worship your God." Now, this may seem strange to us, but do you know sometimes we here on earth right now, we have gods, and we put other things before God. We notice what we may be bowing down to. Notice who we may be worshiping and not realizing it. Think about your lives. So these young men told the king, "We will never worship your God. We will never bow down." The king got so angry towards them, he ordered the heat in the furnace to be turned up 7 times higher than normal. He told the soldiers to tie them up and throw them in the furnace. The furnace was so hot that when the men got close to the furnace to take Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the fire consumed them. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego fell in the blazing furnace, all tied up. King Nebuchadnezzar looked in the furnace. He was so shocked. He said to the men around him, "Didn't we put 3 men in the furnace?" They said, "Yes." He said, "I see 4 men in the furnace, untied and walking in the middle of the fire unharmed. The 4th one looks like the Son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar went to the door of the blazing furnace and called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God. "Come out here," he called them. Everyone saw that the fire had not consumed them. Neither did they smell of smoke. Their bodies were not harmed, nor was their hair singed on their head. Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent an angel to save his servants who trusted him. They obeyed the king and risked their... They disobeyed King Nebuchadnezzar, but they obeyed the king of their lives, the Father God, the Omnipotent One, and they risked their lives to honor their God and not a false God. So the king made an order that anyone who said any slanderous thing about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's God will be killed. No other God can rescue like this." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Here's what I want you to know. I want you to know that God is able to deliver us out of every situation, even those situations in our lives that seem impossible. Now, I want you to notice these things about Daniel and his friends. Every time they obeyed God, the enemy attacked them. Their faith was tested. Every time they were attacked, God gave them victory. They were promoted in the spirit and in the natural. They had faith and courage. An unshakable faith. They stood their ground. They took a stand. They refused. You know, the word says that when we take a stand, when we stand up for what's right, God will put up that standard for us. They refused to bargain. They refused to compromise. They stood their ground. They didn't say, "Well, we'll worship him 2 days, but we won't worship him every day." No, they refused. Completely, and they let the king know it with boldness. They said, "Our God is able to deliver us." They knew without doubt that God was there was nothing too hard for their God. They were willing to face death if God did not deliver them, but they refused to disobey God, to worship another God. Each time the king acknowledged their God, the king said, "There is no other God like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's God." The first part of the story tells us about the faithfulness, their faithfulness to God. The second part of the story tells us about a dream that Nebuchadnezzar had and how God gave Daniel not only the dream for Nebuchadnezzar, but also the interpretation of it. Daniel didn't take credit for being so smart that he could tell Nebuchadnezzar the dream and also interpret it. Daniel gave God praise and glory for giving him the dream and an interpretation. The third part of the story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's refusal to worship an idol god and how God saved them. Next week, we're going to go on with the story and talk about Daniel, how courageous he was in facing the lion in the lion's den. Each time, God is enabled them to go through situations, but he gave them victory. How many of us have unshaken faith? How many of us have courage in the face of situations that are so huge, so overwhelming, situations that are unbearable? Do we trust God or do we consider him too small to handle our situation? Our God is a mighty God. How many times have we trusted him to deliver us from something, but in spite of ourselves, God delivered us anyway because he loves us? He proved himself mightier than we've ever imagined. Please, at this time, press 1 if you have a testimony. My Aunt Mildred is already on. She may have a testimony, and other people may be already on. You may have a testimony that you want to share about the goodness of God and how he brought you through some situation that seemed so unbearable. You couldn't understand how you could ever get out of this, but God already had a plan. So press 1 and share at this time. Anybody who have a testimony, we have about 18 minutes or so remaining on the show. Anybody have a testimony this morning? Anybody want to share a situation? All right, I'm looking for callers. Press 1 if you want to share anything that, you know, any situations in your lives. What about you? Here's somebody right here, 504 number. Hold on. All right, let's see. Hold on, call. Okay, 504-267, you're on the air. You wanted to share about a situation, a brief situation about how God brought you through.
First, I would like to say how much I enjoyed your aunt on the radio this morning. I just praise the Lord for that beautiful spirit that she's alive and is doing well and praising God at her age. I'm just excited as I could be that I was able to hear her this morning. That's one of the things I want to say. And I wanted to say that we started a prayer line a couple of days ago, and the Lord showed me in the spirit this morning how it's like a flood of water, like a flood that's being swept away. The Lord showed me as we pray like that, he's sweeping away all our troubles. Anything that would come in our path, as we pray like that, diligently seek his face, he's sweeping away the troubles out of our lives. That's what I want to share this morning. Thank you.
Amen. Anybody else want to share a situation that God is, you know, you just thought it was so unbearable, you're going through it and you just didn't know how you would get through that situation, but when you look back, you said, oh my God, you brought me through. Thank you, Lord. Anybody want to share a situation like that? Speak up. Don't be shy. Give a testimony. All right. While I'm waiting for some other people to give a testimony, I want to share something with you. God is a good God. I thank God for my parents and my family that he gave me. And I was on my own when I was 18 years old, or so to speak. God was really with me from the time I was born, even before. And at one time I lived in New Orleans. And we had storms off and on over a period of time, but, you know, nothing major like Katrina. Well, I didn't look at TV that much, so someone said to me, you know, Katrina's coming. I said, who is that, your relative? Because I hadn't looked at the news. So I didn't know about Katrina coming. They said, go look at the news. So I turned on the TV and found out a hurricane was coming. Well, of course, I petitioned my father. I said, Lord, what would you have me to do? Would you have me to stay here or leave or what? But he didn't answer. So I just stood. I stood right there. I did not leave. I was there through Katrina. And I tell you what, I have been in many hurricanes before, even in Florida, even in, you know, even in New Orleans. But it was no hurricane like that when the winds were roaring and everything. And the next morning, the ground was dry. I'm thinking all is well. And I was just thanking and praising the Lord that everything was fine. And all of a sudden, somebody called on the phone and they said, did you see the water outside? And I looked out. I said, no. And then I went back a little while later and there was water all in the street. Now, this situation was new to me, so we had to leave from where we were and wade in water up to my waist. Some people I saw wading in water up to their neck. I was in that for over 3 or 4 days, and I was praying constantly before the Lord. Groups of people, we were all praying together, asking the Lord to deliver us. We didn't see any way out of that situation, but you know, before we were born, God had a plan. He already knew about Katrina before I was born. He knew I was going to be there. So he had already made a way of escape, but I had to seek him to find that way of escape. After the storm had been there, after the water had been in the streets for days, one morning about 3 o'clock, I said, Lord, my water's running low. My food's running low. I need to get out of here. Lord, we've been in this building cooped up. We need to be out of here, Lord. And don't you know that morning, about 7 or 8 o'clock, some people came in a boat. And I said, hey, where y'all going? They said, we're coming over to that building to get you all. Get your things ready. We're going to get y'all out of there. And they were the firemen from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. God had already planned for that to happen. So it seemed like an impossible situation. I could tell you many stories about Katrina. Many stories how I said saw dead bodies, and I'm like, Lord, even being up on the I-10 all night long, people been there 5-6 days, no way of escape. But don't you know God got us out of there, and we're a living testimony today. So I want to thank God and give him glory because he rescued us out of a situation like Daniel and his friends were in that seemed impossible. Didn't seem like we could get out of there, but God got us out of there. So I just thank the Father this morning for getting us out of there. Anybody else want to share testimonies this morning? Testimony time. Don't be shy. Speak up.
While we're waiting for another testimony, I'd like to say to give a testimony of what happened to me some years ago. I went into a yard. I was in sales. And I went into a yard, and as I was approaching the steps to the door where I was going, 13 dogs surrounded me. And they were hungry, starved dogs. And I said, oh, Lord, what must I do? And I said, Lord, help me. That's what I said. And just as I said that, a lady came to the door. She looked out, and she began to laugh. I said, oh, Lord, the lady is crazy. And I said, oh, Lord, help me. And then she said, they won't help. They won't hurt you. Just take that stick, and they'll run. And when you're afraid to take a step because they're all around me. I'd have to go past the dog to get to the stick. But the stick was about, say, 6 feet away. And I had to take a step of faith because the dogs were getting closer and closer. And I took a step of faith and reached for that stick. And when I made a few steps to reach for the sticks, the dogs all ran under the house. And was I thankful that I grabbed that stick and I said, you better get away. I got very brazen, but I wanted to say how God can deliver you in the time of trouble. I have never had that experience before in my life, surrounded by 13 dogs, and the Lord delivered me, and I didn't even get bitten. Thank you.
Amen, amen. What a wonderful testimony. Our God is able. He's able. Anybody else? Any more testimonies this morning? And Mildred, you have anything to share about how God brought you through a situation you didn't know if you were going to come out of it?
Oh, yes. He's always there. We the one leave him. He never leave us. He's there for any situation we get into. All we got to do is trust him. And that's what I do. We can't say we're not going to have problems. He put problems in our way to see, do we have enough faith to come out and trust him and get over the problem. So we're going to have problems, but look what a God he is. He can take care of any situation. So I just want to say to everybody, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Just pray to him. Acknowledge God, and he will take care of your path. You got to trouble. Just acknowledge him. Don't lean to our understanding. We can't do it, but he can, and he will if we trust him.
Amen. Thank you for those words of wisdom, you two, Aunt Mildred and Sister Helena. I appreciate it. We still have more time. We got about seven or eight more minutes. So anybody else want to share? You know, maybe it was an illness God brought you through. Maybe it was a child, you know, who was, you know, going through a struggle, but you saw God bring your child through a situation. Maybe you were facing, you didn't have enough food in your refrigerator. Whatever it is, we're listening if you want to share it. If not, we appreciate you. I can remember one time I was very, very ill. Even though I'm talking, you can still press 1 and I'll acknowledge your call. I was very ill. I was so sick. My heart, I must have been at least 20 years ago. My heart was just fluttering and fluttering. I would lean over and wash the tub and it would just flutter and flutter. And it was just like, seemed like jello. And I just started calling out to God. I said, Father, and I had been to the doctor. They couldn't find anything. Every time they give me an EKG, they didn't find anything. So finally I did go to another heart specialist. And at first he didn't find anything. Then he gave me a further test. And he found a problem. He said it was probably something that I was born with. He said, but there's nothing that we give for this. He said, cut the salt and the sugar, low salt, low sugar in your diet. Get plenty of rest. And, you know, I was already eating very healthy. So I'm here to tell you that sometimes even the physician can't heal, can't touch places where God can touch. So I was taking herbs and things for my heart, and nothing was seemingly helping. So I said, Lord, I know that you're a physician. I'm turning my life over to you. And I was reading the Lord's Prayer. A friend said to me, read the Lord's Prayer 50 times a day. So I would read it, and I could barely sometimes get the strength to hold my head up off that pillow. But I would make those little tally marks, and I would read it 25 times in the morning, 25 times at night. And one day I said, Lord, I don't know if you want to take my life or save my life, but whatever you decide, I leave it to you. Don't you know God is an awesome God? I started, over a period of time, my body started to heal because the great and mighty physician I gave him all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. He stepped in where the physicians on this earth couldn't do it. The great and mighty physician could. So over a period of time, I got my heart stopped fluttering and palpitating, and I got stronger and stronger, and he even allowed me to go back to work. So I thank God. I know the God that I serve is able to deliver us out of all kinds of situations. So as you think over your life, think about some, you know, situations that have happened to you, things that you've, you know, have happened, and things that have gone on with your life, and you thought, my God, only God could have got me through that. Only God. So we have about four more minutes or so on the show. So anybody else want to give a testimony, just press 1. I know someone's pressing. Okay, is it you, Sister Elena?
Yes, I didn't want to take someone else's turn, but if no one's pressing in, I could give another testimony.
Okay.
One time I was going out with a girlfriend of mine. She was going to get some meds for a little child that was in the school play. And I was standing at the dresser combing my hair, and all of a sudden the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, don't leave the house. And I was thinking I said, I'm going. I told my girlfriend I would go with her. So I continued to comb my hair. Then the Spirit spoke to me again, don't leave the house. And I said, well, yes, I told my girlfriend I'm going. And I continued to comb my hair. And the third time, it was like something pulling me at my chest. Don't leave this house. And I put the comb down. I said, Lord, what is this? And I asked my mother, what's the meaning of this? But I knew if I asked my mother, she'd tell me to follow my feelings and stay home. So I got on my knees and I prayed. And I said, Lord, I don't know what's out there, but you know all things. And I'm asking you to protect us in our going and our coming. And when I prayed that prayer, I felt a peace inside, knowing that God would take care of us. We got out there on the road, and a block before we got to where we were going, the person that was driving, she was going too fast to stop. She was nearing the intersection. And there was an 18-wheeler coming the other way. He was going fast to stop. And I said, Lord, have mercy. I just knew we were dead. And do you know she took her foot and she pressed bed down hard on that accelerator. And we missed each other by 3 inches from the hills. And I knew that God had answered that prayer. I forgot all about I had prayed. But God, just the prayer. So I wanted to tell you that God still answers prayer.
Oh, amen. Yes. Thank God for that testimony. That was awesome. Yes. I mean, sometimes God will warn us of things. So I appreciate that testimony. Now, we have somebody. It's a 708 number, 541. You have a testimony?
706.
Yeah, 706. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I just want to say this morning, I thank God for another morning. I thank him for waking me up and got a portion of health and strength and able to listen to the beautiful program that I've listened to. So I just thank him for everything. His grace and his mercy has been so good to me. And I want to ask God to continue to bless y'all in a very special way. Throw your arms around each and every one, Heavenly Father, and just let you know that he is still God. Besides him, there is no other. Amen.
Amen. Well, we have about a minute before the end of the show, and I want to say a prayer for each of you and let you know how much I love you, and I thank God for allowing you to be on. God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every caller that's on the air this morning. Even those that will listen later, Father God. I thank you even for those who weren't able to be on this morning, Father God.
Yes.
Bless you this morning. I honor you as the Most High God. I thank you for giving us strength and health in our bodies. I thank you for your divine warnings, your divine protections. I thank you for making a way out of no way.
No way. Sure, no.
Either way, Lord God, you're able to make a way out of no way.
Out of no way.
Mildred, Lord God, my sister who's on the line, every person who's on the line, Father, even those who didn't speak this morning, I thank you, Father God, for them being on, Father God. And, Father, I just acknowledge you as the Lord and Savior of our lives. Be with our children, Father God. I cry out for the children, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
Protect them, oh, Father God. Keep them from hurt, harm, and danger. Bring them up out the muck and the mire of life. Turn them on your path. Put a new song in their mouth, even praise unto you. And many shall see it and turn from their wicked ways and follow you, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you this morning for your divine presence. We thank you for what you've done on the air for us this morning. We look forward to you being with us every morning.
Thank you, Lord.
We honor your presence in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you all this morning.
I love you all, too.
Thank God for you all. I look forward to speaking with you all again next Saturday. I thank God my sister's on. And
I pray that the Lord continue to bless you.
Amen. My cousin Mavis is on. My surrogate father, Frank Hart, is on this morning. And I see other people on. It's a 504. That's 267. That's Sister Helena is on. I thank God for you. There's so many people on this morning. 504. Other number ending in 29. Good morning to you. 504-341-1015. Good morning. And there's another one, someone else on this morning. Anybody I've forgotten to acknowledge, I acknowledge you and I thank you all this morning for being on the air with us. We bless you. I love you all. And God loves you too.
Oh, yes, he does.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Aunt Mildred.
Okay. You heard the whole thing.